Blog Talk Radio.
And I am the grace of God. And I am the grace of God. And I am the grace of God. 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 How can I honor myself longing to falling deeper into you, falling deeper into you, singing, I am the grace of God, I am the grace of God. I am the grace of God. I am the grace of God.
It's time to leave the past behind. Let go, let's unwind. Ease your body, rest your mind. Go within, see what we find. And I find myself longing to falling deeper in. Falling deeper into you, falling deeper into you, singing, I am the grace of God, I am the grace of God, I am the grace of God. 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 I am the grace of God.
Now I'm looking in your eyes. You're so strong and you're so wise. I find myself longing to falling deeper into you. Falling deeper into you. Deeper into you, singing, I am the grace of God, I am the grace of God, serve you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and my name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I am the host of this program. And I appreciate you tuning in today and sharing your time with me as I share my time with you. It's all about us, because we are all hooked together. We are all one. And once we really get into that and really understand that, our world will be a better place. All right? I pulled some cards for the show today. I actually pulled three cards for the show today. I want to focus on them really quick here. And the very first card is the signs card. And the cards are pulled from my Oracle card deck, Healing with the Angels by Doreen Virtue. Was actually my very first deck of cards that I started using back in the day. And the signs cards pops in here today saying, you know, watch for those little signs. I think a lot of times we're watching for gigantic signs and we're missing the little things, the little signs that Spirit's with us, Spirit's watching over us, Spirit's taking care of us. So watch for the little signs today. And then the next card that I want to focus on is the nature card. So, you know, get out, enjoy the day, you know, go out into those quiet moments just with you and with Spirit. And that's where Spirit is in those quiet moments, you know, when it's just you and Spirit walking out in nature and enjoying the sunshine and all that stuff. And then as you go into that place, the next card is the spiritual growth card, and a lot of you are growing spiritually. And so what you need to do is just continue to do that. Continue to be you. Continue to be the best you you can be. And that's all that Spirit's asking of any of us at this moment in time, as we awaken, as things are changing with us, changing with the world around us. You know, the main thing that Spirit wants us to get is just to be us, all right? And so if you get nothing else out of today's show, just be you, all right? I was listening to a show earlier before my show, and it was by Chance Pisces, and was listening to his show, and, you know, he was talking about, you know, just being you as well. And that's the message that Spirit wants you to get, is just to be you. So, all right. Let's go ahead and give you a call-in number. If you want to be a part of the program, you can do so. That's 347-327-9316. Call-in number is 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then I'll be taking your calls. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And right now I ask that you would help me completely and absolutely move out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program and become that vessel that you always use. I thank you for the spiritual growth that I have seen in my own life and that I've seen in my listeners' lives. And Father, Mother, God, right now I turn my focus to my listeners as always. And I ask that you would help them today, that you would meet their needs physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, whatever needs they have. I ask that you would be with them today. I know a lot of times we're in that dark night of the soul. We're in that place of just depression. And sometimes it's easy to lose sight of you. But Father, Mother, God, I know that right now that you're with them. I don't know who I'm speaking to right now, but I know that you're with them in this moment of time in their life. And Father, Mother, God, I have a friend that just lost their mother this week, and I cannot imagine how that feels. I haven't lost my mother, so I have no idea how that feels. But please be with them today and be with the family as they go through this time of grieving, and let them know that their mother is on the other side and that she's happy and that she's not in any pain. And just let them know that it's hard sometimes, especially, you know, we miss that physical form. And just be with them today and comfort them as they go through this period of their life. Father, Mother, God, I also ask you to surround all of us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste, and we say amen, and we say hello to Susie B. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Thank you very much for the beautiful prayer. It was excellent.
You're welcome. How can I help?
Just a message for Susie B for today.
Okay, let me go ahead and pull a couple cards here really quick for you. Man, I love this card when it pops out. It's the enchantment card. Magical time. We've been talking about that. You know, just keep manifesting that. Keep drawing that magic to you, you know, and stepping into that place of enchantment. On this card, there's a beautiful unicorn on this card representing that magic, you know, that mystical thing. And that's where you're stepping into. Is that magic time. And as you do so, watch your intention, watch what you're focused on, you know, and keep your intention pure, keep your intention, you know, into spirit and draw upon that. And one more card. And as you do so, you're developing friendships that are going to be lasting lifetime friendships. And so, you know, got some of those popping into play here. And if you do have those true friendships, you know, work on them, be sure that they're intact, you know, and stuff like that, especially during Mercury retrograde, you know, be sure that communication is clear and precise. A lot of times when we're in Mercury retrograde, we can have all kinds of confusion, all kinds of problems. Just be sure that communication is clear and precise, and that way you'll avoid any misunderstandings or anything like that, okay?
That's beautiful. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in, and you have a great day.
You too. I love you.
Love you too. All right. Thank you, Susie. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to whoever's on the other end of 814. Hi.
Hello?
Hi. How can I help you today?
Hi. This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How can I help?
Hi, my question is, I have a job interview that's coming up on Monday,
Okay. And
I wanted to see how you felt that was going to go.
Okay. I will tell you that I feel positive about it. I will also tell you that I feel a lot of apprehension on your part, a lot of fear trying to sneak in here. You need to watch that a little bit, watch that self-doubt. Does that make sense? Because I just feel a little bit creeping in here. Does that make sense to you?
I think where the fear is, I don't want my current place of employment to find out that I'm.
Yeah, you're looking around.
That's where the fear is, not the confidence level that I can't do the job.
Right. Yeah, because you're overqualified for this job, and I feel like you're going to get it. I don't feel like you have to worry about your work finding out. I think that Spirit's covering that for you and taking care of that for you. I understand that. I did that one time. I was looking for a job, and unfortunately, I wasn't thinking, and I put my other job down as a reference, and yeah, and that was not good. So because they called, and so my work found out. But luckily, I had another job, so that was a good thing. But just watch that sneaking in. But I don't feel like that you need to worry about that. Everything's okay. Spirit's taking care of you. Let me go ahead and pull a card really quick for you, okay? Let's just see what the cards are saying. You know, the one thing that Spirit wants you to do right now is just lighten up, not to worry. Have that playful spirit. I got a playfulness card that's popping up here. And so just have that playful spirit. And the one thing I like about you, you do have that self-confidence about yourself. So I'm not worried about that. I got a self-acceptance card popping up. So, you know, just walk into this interview knowing that you have this job and knowing that Spirit's with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. Hopefully that helps.
Okay. Yes, it does. Thank you so much, Michael.
You're welcome. You have a great day, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, those interview things can be nerve-wracking. I've been on that end, and you never know what the interviewer is going to ask and you know, stuff like that. And so you can have those belly flops going on inside of you and having all that nervousness. So, you know, right before you go for that interview, I would just suggest that you just meditate and just be quiet and trust Spirit that Spirit's going to work this out for you, okay? All right, let's go ahead and talk to whoever's on the other end of 111. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, this is Rondrea.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Hi. I haven't talked to you in so long. I was just wondering, I think the last time I talked to you, I asked about, it's been like 2 years, I asked about a baby. And I just wanted to know, do you see that baby that I want coming along anytime soon? Or?
Okay. All right. Let's see. And could you say, I know you said your name for me, but could you say it again for me, please?
Rondrea. I was with the R.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I tap into this energy.
Okay.
One thing I want to tell you is you really have really good positive energy. I like that. I like that. I like feeling that.
Thank you.
And, oh, no problem. But you have a little bit of self-doubt about yourself, which is understandable. I think we all have that, but I will tell you, I do see a baby. I wouldn't see it until next year, of course. I would say, looks like by springtime, you should be knowing that you're pregnant, and then the baby coming, 9 months after that. But I would say that you would know this about, looks like to me, and timelines can be really tricky here. So I would take, a couple months before or a couple months after in this timeline, okay? But I would say it looks like to me about the end of April, early May, that you should know.
Is he a boy or a girl?
Let me see. I'm getting girl immediately. I'm feeling a girl energy. And healthy baby. I think you worry about that. So they want you to realize healthy, healthy baby. So that's what my spirit guide keeps telling me. And he's rocking his arms like he's holding a baby. Telling me that you're definitely going to have a little girl. Is that okay?
Okay, that's great for me.
All right. Yeah. And the other person will be okay with it too, so you don't have to worry about that. I know a lot of times people get hung up on boys and stuff like that, but I think the main thing that people really want is a healthy baby, and that's all that really matters. And it doesn't matter if it's a boy or a girl. It matters that it's healthy. And I also will tell you about this girl. She's going to be very intuitive, very bright, very smart. Just an awesome little person coming on our planet.
Okay, great.
All right. I appreciate you calling in, and you have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah. And, I think that we get hung up on stuff sometimes, of timing, of how spirit's going to work, how's this going to take place, what they're going to look like. And, I don't know about you, but I'd rather have that wow moment, that excitement moment of when I find that person. I'm looking for somebody to share my life with, and I don't want to know all the details. I don't want to know how I'm going to meet them. I don't want to know what they look like. All that matters is they love me. That's all that really matters. That's the bottom line. And, and being open to that, knowing when that time is. And, I know before the timing wasn't right, but now I feel like the timing is coming up. I don't know exactly when that will happen, but I just want that enchantment, that wow moment of when our eyes meet and we just know. Have you ever just had that experience in your life when you just met that person's eyes and you just know that person is the person for you? So that's what we need to wait for. 909, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in. Hi.
Oh, hi, Michael. Thank you. Hold on. Let me take you. Thank you for taking the call. This is Carol, and happy belated birthday.
Thank you, Carol.
To you.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm planning a trip with my sons to visit some friends out of state for Thanksgiving, and I see it as a wonderful, very healing time, and I'm just wondering what Spirit has to say about that.
Definitely a very healing time. Definitely ordered by the divine. Just going to be a time that you really bond with your sons and having that bonding moment. I only see good, and even better than good.
Okay.
And so, yeah, there's a little bit of apprehension on your part, but don't let that get in the way, because this has been definitely ordered by the divine inside of you and inside of them.
Okay.
And going to be a time, the one thing I would tell you, because I feel like that one of your sons is really going to open up and talk. So be sure that you don't have any judgment, because there might be some things coming up that they just want to really talk about. And okay. and so just be there to listen. Okay.
Okay.
I think a lot of times in communication we forget to do the listen part. You know.
Right. Right.
You know. And so
we're always
just
trying
listen.
To give the advice. Yeah.
Yeah. And we don't listen to the emotion. We don't, you know, we don't let the other person talk and really feel what they're feeling. And so, you know, just be sure you have that. But definitely
okay.
going to be a really good time for you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. You take
You're
care.
You're welcome. You too. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, dread the holidays, you know, coming up because, you know, they're with family. And I know there was a time in my life that I dreaded the holidays with my family because I had a family dynamics that sometimes could, you know, be very explosive. And back in the day, I was very explosive. And you get two sticks of dynamite together, they're probably going to have an explosion. And so, you know, but as I've grown spiritually, as I've grown just in maturity, those lessons I've learned and those moments are not that explosive anymore. And so that's a good thing. And I'm glad that Spirit's diffusing those kind of situations in my life and in yours as well. All right, 352, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in.
Hello, my name's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How can I help you today?
Well, I've been going through a whole lot, especially yesterday, and I was wondering if you had any messages or if Spirit had any messages for me.
Okay. Well, I want to say that I'm sorry you're going through a rough spot right now, but just know that it's just for a moment, okay? I know that when we're going through those rough spots, they feel like forever. I've been there. I know how that feels. But just know that this is passing, okay? I feel like that by the weekend, things are going to be lightening up for you. You're gonna start feeling a whole lot better. You're just going to feel, like right now, it just feels really heavy. When I'm tapping into your energy seems very heavy to me. Does that make sense to you? I just feel like something's really weighing on you. Does that make sense? Because I just, okay. And the one thing I will tell you is trust. I don't know what this means to you, but I'm just going to tell you what Spirit's telling me to tell you. And the one thing that they're telling me is trust that intuition inside of you, and you'll make the right choices where this is concerned. You know, a lot of times we get lost in that emotion. You know, we get trapped in the emotion of the moment. And not stop long enough to take a breath and look at, okay, what's the bigger picture here? Following what I'm saying, I think a lot of times we get trapped into the emotion of our lives and not the bigger picture of our lives. So what Spirit's saying here is pull back a little bit, retreat a little bit here, and just breathe. I'm going to pull a couple cards on this really quick to see what the cards say about the situation. The one thing, the first card I pulled here is support, which you're reaching out to me today, and that's good. Reach out to your angels, reach out to your spirit guide, and knowing that the support's there, you're not by yourself. A lot of times when we're in that dark night, you know, in those moments when we're feeling all alone, we forget that we have that support. So Spirit stepping in here saying, hey, you know what, I got you, I'm going to take care of you, and stuff like that. Quiet your mind. Your mind's racing right now. I got the meditation card popping up here. And so what you need to do is really meditate. Have a quiet moment. Does that make sense to you? I just feel like your mind is racing. Does that make sense?
It definitely is, especially yesterday,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, and the one thing that Spirit wants me to tell you is yesterday, okay? Yesterday's over. There's nothing we can do about yesterday. But what we can do is be in this now moment and realize that Spirit's working on yesterday and healing that, taking care of that. But yesterday's yesterday. And I think that a lot of times we get stuck, you know, and, man, I should have done this, I should have done that. But, you know, we can't do anything about that. It's over, and what we can do is move forward, and that's what Spirit wants you to do. And let me pull one more card. And there's going to be a lot of healing that takes place. You know, I just feel like that. Now, was somebody abusive or verbally yesterday? Because I just feel some yelling. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Okay. because I just heard some like shouting and some things were said that were not really nice and shouldn't have been said, you know. But in the heat of the moment, unfortunately, we're very emotional beings, and in the heat of the moment, sometimes before we can realize what we're saying or what other people are saying, things are said that shouldn't have been said, and that's what I feel like in this situation. And so, but knowing that Spirit's going to heal that and take care of that, okay?
Okay.
All right, so hopefully that helps you?
Yes.
Okay, all right, you hang in there, okay? It will get better, I promise. Okay, hang in there. All right,
okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank
you. All right, bye-bye. No problem. Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, the one thing that we need to do when we're in explosive situations and we all have them, let's be honest, we all have those moments, there are just sometimes people that just get on our last nerve, and we don't know why. I've had this in my own life, you know, where I just met somebody and instantly, back in the day, I disliked that person. I couldn't tell you why I disliked that person. I couldn't tell you anything about them. I had never met them before. But instantly, there was something inside of me that came up, and it could have been a past life. You know, maybe in a past life, we bumped heads, or I don't know. But have you ever had that moment where you just don't know? But what we need to do, and this is one thing that all of us need to learn, is when we have moments when somebody might be having a bad day, we don't have to get in their bad day. We don't have to step into that. You know, if they're having a bad day, that's their bad day. I think a lot of times we get involved in stuff that's really absolutely, positively none of our business, and we need to learn that because we are stepping into other people's bad days. We're stepping into their bad emotions, and then we're taking those emotions onto ourselves. When we got enough baggage as it is, we don't need any extra baggage. And so what we need to do is in those moments, when you feel your emotion rising up and you don't know why, check that. You know, see what's bringing that up. And you might even realize that it's not the other person that you're about to leash out on. It could be, you know, from their past. It could be a past life issue. It could be several things popping up. And that's why you need reading sometimes to see if it's a past life issue, to see if it's a this life issue. You know, where does it fit? You know. So remember that, and your life will be a little smoother, okay? Let's go ahead and talk to 450. You're on air with me. I appreciate your patience. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Robert.
Hi, Robert. How can I help you?
Jenny Reining, please.
Okay.
And happy birthday there, late birthday.
All right, yeah. My birthday was actually Tuesday, but I appreciate you calling and saying happy birthday to me. Have you just had a recent loss? Like, I mean, I'm not meaning somebody passing, but like in the last 3 months, a loss of any sort?
My dad.
Okay. All right. Okay. Because
Robert, Canada.
Okay. Yeah. Because I'm immediately just picking up a loss around you, still in that grieving place, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, just know, that he's with you, and that's what he was wanting you to know today is that he's with you. And also we started the show with a sign card. So watch for those little signs from him, that he's around you. A lot of times you'll just feel a presence or a breeze or something like that, and he's telling me that. Now, do you have something of his? He's making a reference to something. Don't tell me what that is, but do you have something of his?
Yes.
Okay, because he's making a reference to that. I'm going to see if I can get that, but he's making a reference to that. And when you really miss him, just hold that thing, and you'll feel him. He wants you to know that, okay? And let me pull a couple of cards for you really quick here as I focus, be sure I'm not missing anything else. The one thing that he wants you to do is a retreat card's pulling in here. You know, just be gentle with yourself during this period. A lot of rest, you know, really taking care of yourself. Focus on what you're eating. I feel like that you're having some problems not eating right or something like that. I keep focused on that. Does that make any sense to you, why we would be focusing on eating better?
Yeah, well, I like the little, once in a while, little chips there, a little junk
food
there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too. I'm a junk food junkie, you know. So, but watch that, because a lot of times that could be emotional eating too. You know that we're just filling, we're trying to fill a void with cupcakes and all that stuff. Hey, there's nothing wrong with a cupcake here and there, but you know, just, you know, if you're eating two boxes of cupcakes in one sitting, there could be a problem. So, but just you know, watch what you eat and get some more rest. Now, are you thinking about schooling, or why would I get a study card? Are you thinking about school?
Yeah.
Okay. He's popping in here saying that you need to really do that, because I got a study card that's popping in front of me. So further your education and do that, okay?
Yeah. Do you see that in the Ricky course or?
I would feel like it's going to be a metaphysical thing, more poly energetic, poly Reiki, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks, brother.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and take this another 111 call. Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Connie from Maryland.
Hi, Connie. How can I help you today?
Can you pull cards for me or give me a general message?
Okay. Let me just slow down for just a second here so I can tap into your energy. I know you said your name, but could you say your name one more time for me, please, out loud?
Connie.
Okay, thank you. All right, let me go ahead and shuffle the cards here and pull some cards. How's your day going so far?
It's going well.
Okay, good. Awesome. It's just going to keep getting better and better, so that's a good thing. at least I got sunshine here today, so that's a good thing. We got some sunshine going on. How's the weather where you are?
I think it's the same. It's not cloudy out.
Okay, good. All right, let's go ahead and pull some cards here really quick. Good, I got an awesome card popping in here. Miracles, I really feel like the 2014 for you is going to be that turnaround year. I've been saying that to a lot of people, but I feel that is happening. I feel like that for whatever reason, all this energy of no movement, things like that, I feel like that energy is really passing for a lot of us. And as you go into 2014, I really feel a lot of it's going to be miracles. Now, that doesn't mean that things are not going to be moving in the next 2 months, November and December. You know, I feel like that you're going to be breaking through. And there's some forgiveness that you need to do, maybe towards yourself or something like that. Does that make any sense to you? I just feel like you need to let go of something. Does that make any sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would, you know, really work on that, really release that, really let that go. You know, watch what your intentions are as you move forward. You know, I feel like this, you come out of October, I really feel like November is going to be a month for movement. Are you working at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, are you happy where you're at, or are you thinking
absolutely
about moving?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I didn't think so, because I feel like that, you know, you need to put some resumes out there, because I really feel like that spirit wants you to move on to something else, and I feel like you want to move on to something else. So I think you and spirit needs to get on the same page, and put that intention out there, and because you're really in a hostile environment. I don't know exactly why. Does that make sense to you? It's just time for you to move out of there. Move on,
yes,
to something else.
Yeah.
And so I would definitely put some resumes out, and if you do that, I feel like that spirit will be opening something up towards the end of the year for you, or, you know, at least by the next, you know, January of next year, you know, you moving into a better, more positive job, a job that you're going to like going to. Right now, I just feel like you can just go there because it's a paycheck, and that's about it. I've had those just paycheck jobs, and they're no fun. And you know, and they're not using all of you. I mean, they're not, you know, they're you got so much that you could offer, and they just don't see that. And so I feel like another job will see that potential inside of you and actually tap into that. So put some resumes out there and get ready to move forward. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. If you would like to get full readings with me, you can set those up. I'll just put that out there right now. It is www.insightswithmichael.com. That is www.insightswithmichael.com. And you can set up readings with me. And right now, my readings are on sale. I don't have a lot of time on air to go into every single part of your life. And so if you would like to set up readings with me, they are on sale. We'll be on sale until the end of the month. They're half off right now. Check it out, www.insightswithmichael.com. All right, let's go ahead and say hi to whoever's on the other end of 352. I think. Hi.
Hi. It's Andrea again. You already talked to me.
Oh, okay. All right, let's move on to somebody else then. Okay, thank you. Yeah, all right. I thought I probably did. All right. 253, you're on air.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I am good. How can I help you today?
Well, it's still about my stepson being bullied.
Okay.
Right now I'm taking him to the doctor for an x-ray for his back.
Okay.
Do you think I should pursue legal or just let it go? Or I'm just, like, not okay with this.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't be okay with this either. But let's be sure that we don't get our emotions in here, and
yeah,
you know what I'm
emotional.
Saying? Yeah. Don't work from a place of emotions. So what I would tell you, Holly, is take a breath, and really, you know, talk to him, talk to the spirit within you. You know, don't work from a place of emotion. A lot of times, especially when it comes to our kids, when it comes to bullying. When it comes to this, we go into a place of emotion, and spirit don't want you working from a place of emotion, wants you working from a place of love and spirit. And it's hard when, you know, it's hard to work from a place of love and all that stuff when you have this going on. Now, to answer your question, should you pursue it legally? I would say yes. I would pursue this. Because something has to be done, and until people stand up and say enough is enough, we're going to have this, unfortunately, in our school systems and stuff like this. But the one thing that Spirit wants you not to work from, Holly, is a place of emotion, okay? Try to keep your emotions in check here. As far as his back, I do see a little bit of a problem here. I don't see anything really serious. You get them checked out and then, you know, talk to some legal people about what your next step should be. Okay?
Will we win?
I feel like that as long as you keep your emotions out of it, yes.
What do you mean? Like, am I going to overreact like I always
overreacting would not be good. You know, it's okay to overreact when maybe you're with your, you know, own attorney and stuff like that. But, you
mm-hmm.
know, when this goes to court, which I believe it will, to watch your emotions there. Okay?
Okay. Thank you again.
Right.
I appreciate
All right.
you.
No problem. And I'm sorry he's going through this, you know. But one nice thing that I always keep telling myself, a world's coming when we won't have this bullying, where we won't have these problems, and I can't wait for that world to get here. Okay?
You too. So, okay.
All right. You take care of yourself and him. All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, and you know, that's a problem on our planet. Something that is really close to my heart is, you know, I was bullied and when I was little it just doesn't have a place here. It just does not have a place on our planet. And we need to work together to see it change. All right, 302, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in.
Hi, Michael. It's Veronica from Delaware.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I want to give you a validation. First, happy birthday. And
right.
Second, I wanted to give you some validations. I had a reading in the middle of August, and you asked about the pet that went missing. And I said, no pet went missing. Well, 2 weeks ago, my brother's dog ran away, and it went missing, and they did find it about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
But that was something. And then you told me October, there would be no stopping me, and that's what's going on now with all what I'm doing with my properties. I'm so busy, there's no stopping me. And then another one was about my sister and I getting together and shopping and having a lot of fun and laughing. And that happened, too, about 2 weeks ago, which is
right.
unusual because she's all the way – she lives like 6 hours away from me, so we just made a – we just went to the beach anyway. And my question again is the same. Do you see anything changing in my situation?
I do see a change still in the situation. I feel like that there's a resolution by the end of the year.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely see an ending to this.
Okay.
So things should be wrapping up. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we want what's best for everybody's higher good in the situation, of course. And so, but I definitely see things wrapping up as you go out of this year.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like you'll be dealing with the same thing as you go into, you know, maybe that early part of January is going to be either the end of December, early January for resolution here. And so, but, you know, I don't see it past February.
Okay. I'm still, just email me about that rescheduling on my reading.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I definitely will. All right. I appreciate your understanding.
Okay,
all right. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to talking to you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. No problem. Yeah, I'll get back with you. I got your email. I just hadn't got back yet. All right. Where am I at here? Okay, 450, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in. Hi.
Oh, good afternoon, Michael. I want to wish you a happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, I'm from Montreal.
Yes, I know who you are.
This is June.
Yeah.
And it's my husband's birthday today, although he's passed away, but it is
right.
his birthday today.
Yeah.
So what I would love from you today, Michael, is if you can give me a nice reading.
Okay. All right. I will do my very best to do that for you.
Oh, you all do.
Yeah. Your husband wants me to tell you you're doing better. You're getting past that initial grief period, and you're doing better, and he wants you to know that he's thinking of you as you're thinking of him today, and right there. There also will be a sign from him later on this afternoon of his presence. I feel like there's going to be something that moves in your house to let you know that he's there, and acknowledging his birthday in a physical form. And also letting you know that he's happy and he wants you to be happy. Okay. And moving on, and you're doing that. Let me go ahead and pull some cards on this as well. Really quick here. I'm going to shuffle the cards. And
it's our wedding anniversary too today.
Oh, okay. So it's a
double.
Double emotional, moment there, that could, you know, and just keep that check today and just be sure, you know, you don't go into a very emotional place. It's okay to have emotion. It's just not okay to get stuck in that emotional state. So let's go ahead and pull some cards for you. Let me go ahead. If possible, I don't know how the weather is where you are, but, you know, step out
darn
in the nature.
Darn cold.
Okay. Well, try to step out in the nature. If it's nothing else, get out on the front porch and you know, just enjoy the outside for a minute. You know, I think a lot of times, especially when we have those emotional moments, we like to be in our house and just closed in and stuff like that. So I think your husband is saying, hey, you know what, get out, you know, breathe some fresh air, even if it's just for a minute. You know, don't get over cold, but, you know, just go out and breathe. And, you know, the other thing that you know, Spirit wants you to know today, that things are coming together, things are emerging, things are finally going to start popping here for you. and you're going to start seeing a lot of movement in your life as you go into November. I can't believe that we're almost out of October already. But things are coming together for you. And really pay attention to music today. And the one thing, just be gentle with yourself today. You know, and I feel like that through music, if you listen to music, you're going to hear a song that really touches your heart, and really pay attention to the words, because I feel like your husband's going to talk through music today to you. So, okay?
Oh, yes.
All right. You all right? You have
and
an awesome
day.
And
I will be calling because I want a reading from you to see how I'm going along in my track here for angel card reading and being a healer. So I will be calling you for an appointment.
Okay, all right. I appreciate it. You have a good day.
You have a wonderful afternoon and a good evening.
All right,
and I love you,
bye-bye.
Sweetheart.
I love you too. All right, bye-bye. Yeah. And just in case you didn't know, readings are on sale right now. So it is www.insightswithmichael.com is where you can set those up. And they are half off right now. So a 30-minute reading with me is $30. A 60-minute reading with me is $60. You do the math. You can save some money and, set those up. All right. Okay. Let's go ahead and say hi to 111. I don't know if I've talked to you yet or hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Jane. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I'm getting confused a little bit on the phone calls today. Normally I have a helper, and I don't have that today. So, but how can I help you?
Would I be able to get a general reading with regards to work?
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and let me grab my cards here. And when I'm tapping into you, I feel a lot of frustration. Are you very frustrated right now?
Yes. People at work are just causing a lot of anxiety for me here.
Okay. Yeah, unnecessary. It's unnecessary anxiety. It just feels like, but are you considering moving on to something else?
Yes, I am looking for another job.
Okay. There's another job opening up for you next month. Looks like to me would be, and like I said, timelines can be tricky here. So I would either go 2 months before, two weeks after or before. But I'm gonna say in November, that first week in November.
Okay.
Yeah, you should be moving on, and once you move on, you're gonna feel like a just a lift off of you. Just stress and you're just going to be able to breathe and be happy again and stuff like that. Does that make sense?
I hope so.
because you've been going through a whole bunch of craziness that's unnecessary. And I don't know why people act the way they do sometimes. I've been trying to figure that out ever since I've been on planet Earth, but I haven't got it figured out yet.
I'm being bullied.
You are. And it is time, because bullying can happen in schools, it can happen in the workplace, it can happen anywhere. And it's unnecessary, and, grown-ups should start acting like grown-ups. That's all I got to say about it, we need to realize that kind of behavior isn't acceptable. The one nice thing is you're moving on. Let me go ahead and pull some cards really quick on this, see what the cards have to say on this as well. Now, do you have children of yourself? Do you have children?
No, I don't.
No? Okay. Because I got a children card popping up here. And, looking at, for you, might be dealing with your inner child, you might want to examine your emotions. Maybe back in the day when you were a little person, you felt bullied, you felt pushed around, and so some of that energy might be popping up again. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I wasn't really bullied at school when I was younger. It's just more in adulthood where I felt bullied.
Right. Yeah, and also, you know, also Spirit might be saying, you know, that some of the people around you are acting like children, you know, that, you know, they need to grow up a little bit. Because I got a children card here. But you're moving out of there, and surrender and release that. And when you move on, you know, don't hold on to that. Just let go of that and let Spirit deal with it. Let Spirit deal with it. You know, Spirit has a way of dealing with things and you know, better than we can. All right?
Okay. Thank you so much, Michael. Have a good day.
You're welcome. All right. You have a great day. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We're going to go ahead and go ahead and talk to Mary Lou. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. I share a birthday with you, so... I hope you had a good one.
Well, happy birthday, belated anyhow. So that's cool. How can I help you today?
I was wondering if I could have a message.
Okay. Any particular area would help me right now? Any
my personal life.
Okay, personal life. Okay. Is this relationship related? Because I feel like communication is necessary. Does that make sense? I just feel like that there's a lack of communication on somebody's part. I don't know if yours or the other person. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. More towards the other person. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like that you'll hear from them. Looks like by the end of the week, probably about Saturday.
Okay.
All right, and there's some forgiveness that has to take place. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I see that happening, and I do see that this relationship can work out and can be what you want it to be. It's just going to take some communication and some forgiveness. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Hopefully that helps you, and I appreciate you calling in.
It does. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Okay. I'm trying to see. We're going to go to a music break because I need to extend the show a little bit. So we're going to go ahead and play this song. I'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you have to have a talk. Try to figure out just why
you know, that's what we need, that healing water sometimes, you know, just to wash away, you know, all the chaos, all the craziness, you know, of our life sometimes, you know, just that healing water. You know, I know I need it in my life sometimes, you know, and this morning I listened to some music, and then Spirit just said, you know what, go to quiet. And that's what I did. I just went to quiet, you know, and I think that's what we need in our lives sometimes, just quiet. Just those quiet moments. I think a lot of us are afraid of quiet moments. You know, maybe we're afraid of what Spirit has to say to us, and maybe we just avoid those conversations sometimes. You know, I don't know, maybe. But, you know, I just went to quiet, and in those quiet moments, I could just feel that deep Spirit, you know, just that, you know, I love you, Michael, moment. You know, and that's what we all need in our lives, that, you know, just that I love you moment. You know, I'm with you moment. And, you know, we get caught up in, you know, the chaos of our world and the chaos of our own little world. And sometimes I think that we're forgetting Spirit, you know, and then we're wondering why Spirit's not working. But have we asked Spirit to work in our situation? Have we asked Spirit to heal the past? Have we asked Spirit to help us with moments, you know, of our lives? You know, that's just something that we need to look at on a personal level. Let's go ahead and talk to 302, and I think you're my last call of the day. Hi.
Hi, Michael, it's Anne Marie.
Hi, Anne Marie, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to say I enjoyed your birthday show. I hope you did. And,
oh, yeah, it was awesome, yeah.
It was awesome, and hope you had a great day. I just want to know when I'm going to get a break. I feel like I work 7 days a week. I'm just pooped, and physically, mentally, I need
you, you need to take an Anne Marie day. The only person that's going to do this for you is you. You're just going to have to. You're just going to have to one day just say, okay, I'm going to shut the phone off. I'm going to shut the computer off. I'm just going to step away. And, you know, the world is not going to come to an end if you just take an Anne Marie day. Okay, and you need that. We all need those moments. You know, I was just talking about that. We need those quiet moments. And you know, the only person that's going to stop this is you. And you know, just take a day off.
Right.
Okay? Yeah.
Even when
go
I
ahead.
Feel like I this is my situation, you know, like.
Yeah.
I basically work for somebody as that, you know, I work 7 days a week, and that's basically what's required. And I feel like if
right.
I do, it's not going to be accepted. And
well, but you need the one thing I will tell you, and I don't mean to scare you, but if you don't take a day off, Spirit has a way of getting us to take a day off. And what I mean by that, if you keep burning the candle at both ends, sooner or later it's going to burn out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's about happening here. And I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm just telling you what I'm seeing in Spirit here. And what I'm seeing in Spirit is you got to take some time off or you're just going to get burned out. And I think that the person that you work for would rather you take a day off and regroup a little bit than completely burn out and stuff like that. But nobody can work 7 days a week. Even God rested, you know, and when he was creating things, even God took a day off. So, you know, if Spirit took a day off, we're supposed to take a day off, okay? So try to figure a way off, you know, to take a day off, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I appreciate you calling in.
Have a good day. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, no problem. All right. I'm going to go ahead and say our phone lines are closed right now. I'm going to go ahead and close our phone lines for today. You know, but I just want to talk to you for a little bit, and I just feel like the Spirit wants to settle in here with us for a little bit, and that's why I think that we extended the show, and And, you know, I just want to, first of all, I hadn't even had a chance to talk about some things. So I just want to settle in here with you and just share my heart with you. And I think that's okay with you. But, you know, first of all, to everybody that called in on my birthday, and thanks. It meant more than you guys will ever know to me to have that. And, you know, there were some people that called me. They couldn't call into the show. And, you know, some people that had been guests on my show called me later on in the day and just wished me a happy birthday and sung and stuff like that. And it was just an awesome day. And I want, on a personal level, first of all, I want to say thank you for making that happen. I know a lot of people went into a lot of effort to make that day very special for me, and it was. And so I just want to say thanks. And thank you for the love that shined very brightly through that program. And if you haven't listened to that program, go and listen to it. You can just feel the love there, and so that's good. And I hope you guys feel the love for me too. You know, the one thing our planet really needs is love, and it's okay to say that we love each other. I think that somewhere along our life, we are losing that. You know, it's okay to say I love you, and you know, I think somewhere along the line we forgot about how important those three words are. You know, say I love you to somebody today. You know, let them know that you care about them. And because you never know when it's going to be that last moment. You know, you just never know, you know, when that could happen. You know, or, you know, it could be an accident. It could be all kinds of things. You just never know. So, you know, the one thing that I try to do in my life to people that are important to me, which is everybody, you know, I do my very best to show that of what they mean to me. Because you just never know when it's going to be that last moment that you have with them in physical form. You just never know. So tell somebody you love them today. You know, my journey in life has been very interesting, to say the least. And you know, I've had a lot of guests on the program, you know, sharing their paranormal experiences and, you know, things like that. And, you know, I just wanted to share with you today, you know, of how my journey got me to where I'm at right now. You know, and my journey hasn't always been smooth. It you know, and I look at, you know, the moments when they haven't been smooth. And, you know, just like everybody, I said, you know, why? And one thing, you know, if we just had easygoing, you know, 365 days a year, just smooth sailing, I would think it'd get a little boring, actually. You know, I'm glad for the things that have happened in my life, because everything that's happened in my life has brought me to this now moment with you. Because I, you know, there are things, you know, that I wish weren't there. Honestly, I wish weren't there. But if you change any little thing, this is what I want you to listen to today. If you change any little thing, you change everything. You know, have you ever watched the show It's a Wonderful Life? You know, if you change any little thing, you change everything. And even those moments in my life that, you know, I wish weren't there, if they weren't there, I wouldn't have learned things about myself. I wouldn't have learned things about the world around me. And I wouldn't be the person I am that I am today. You know, I was thinking about this last night. I wouldn't be that person. You know, most of my life I felt like that there was a calling on my life. I didn't understand, you know, back in the day what that calling was. But I feel like that calling is this. You know, a lot of people say, well, Michael, why don't you start a church, or why don't you do this, or why don't you do that? That's not what Spirit called me to do. What Spirit called me to do is exactly what I'm doing. I believe that with everything inside of me. there was a time when I was younger, you know, people talked to me about, you know, I was in church most of my life. I grew up very religious, Southern Baptist, Pentecostal, very religious background with me. And, you know, there was a moment that I really considered becoming a pastor of a church. But that, I just didn't fit there, you know, and I wondered about that because I felt a calling, but I just never felt like I fit. And a lot of you that are listening to me, you know, you grew up in religious environments and you didn't feel like you fit. And we have to find that place of where we fit, you know, that, you know, a lot of times I describe readings with me, you know, of helping you find that missing piece of your puzzle. And we got to find out right where that piece fits. And I just didn't fit in religion. I didn't fit in church. And at times it made me very frustrated. I grew very frustrated at times of trying to find out where I fit. And I remember, you know, leaving the church. And I got hurt like a lot of you have, you know, unfortunately. There are people in religion that can be bullies at times, and, you know, people are people. People are human. As long as we're in human forms, we're going to have human moments. And I'm not justifying those human moments. I'm not saying that it's okay to bully people, it's okay to do any of that stuff, because it's not. And it's not what Spirit wants us to do. But as long as you know, we're looking outside of ourselves for answers, we're going to have moments when we have those moments where we feel bullied and where we're feeling pushed. And I left church. And for a long time after I left church, I just didn't know where to go. Because a long story short, you know, there was a moment when I didn't have anybody in my life. Nobody really, except my parents, were there to support me. You know, religion wasn't there. Church wasn't there. I didn't feel like God was there. And, you know, it was just a very dark place in my life. But without that moment, I wanted to be clear, without that moment, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. Because in that moment is when I found Spirit. When I really began to really understand that Spirit was in me all the time. Spirit was right there. You know, I always felt like a covering over me, but it was that moment when I really understood where Spirit was. And Spirit was right there all the time because Spirit is inside of us. And, you know, and if we can get that, if we really understand that we're never alone, you know, we have to realize that we have to get comfortable with us. We have to trust us. We have to love us. You know, that's where it all starts. You know, and I had a lot of trust issues because, like I said, I got hurt in church. And then I pushed that on the Spirit and said, you know, Spirit, I don't know where you are. I don't trust you. I don't understand. But Spirit didn't do that to me. You know, and once I learned that, once I really understood that Spirit didn't hurt me, it was other people that hurt me. Spirit never has hurt me. Spirit has always been there for me, you know, and I think that a lot of times we, especially if we have church hurt or religion hurt, whatever you want to call that, I think a lot of times we put that on Spirit and we say, Spirit, you did that to me. And I want to be clear today. As I talk to you, I want to be clear. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I feel like I'm talking to somebody today besides me. I want to be clear that Spirit has never forsaken you. Spirit has never hurt you. That's not Spirit. Those are just human people, you know, and that have human emotion and they make human mistakes. And yeah, you got hurt. But Spirit didn't do that to you. Because Spirit loves you no matter what. The one thing that I learned, you know, because, you know, a lot of judgmental stuff came from church for me. And for most of my life, I tried living a life that wasn't me. I was trying to please everybody else. And And the one person that made miserable, guess what? It made me miserable. It hurt me more than anything, because I wasn't being true to me. I wasn't being true to the spirit within me, because I was trying to be somebody else. I was trying to fit in to a puzzle that I didn't belong. And what we need to realize in life is we need to stop trying to fit into a puzzle that we just don't fit in. We need to find that puzzle that we fit in. You know, just to be true to ourselves. I don't know who I'm talking today to, but I know I'm talking to somebody. You need to just be you. I have a friend, Aaron. He's in the UK. I've never met him, but I consider him a friend. And he says, you know, just be you. And that is so true. Just be you. You know, he is him. Definitely him. And he doesn't care, because he just enjoys life. And that's what we need to do. It takes a lot of energy and a lot of time to try to fit into a puzzle that we just don't fit into. You know, and, you know, it's okay to love whoever we want to love, and it's okay to just be us. It's okay. And you got to give yourself permission. I play a song sometimes that says, you know, we got to give ourselves permission to be us. You know, a lot of us grew up in homes that we just didn't have that luxury, you know, to be us. We've always been trying to fit in to a puzzle that we just don't fit. And we do our very best, but we just don't fit. And it makes us miserable. It makes us sick. It causes emotional problems over and over and over. And there was a moment in my life that I call it the defining moment of Michael. Because I had lost, like I said, I had lost everything. You know, I spent 20-some years of my life in religion. And when I needed religion the most, when I needed support, and when I needed people in my life, there was nobody there. And I took that to mean that God wasn't there. And it wasn't fair to God. It wasn't fair to Spirit for me to do that. But I had bundled all of that up into one. And I felt so deserted and I felt so lost. But it was the defining moment of Michael, because I remember I went outside, and a lot of you have heard this story, but I want to share it again today. I went outside and I had it. I was fed up. I had got a mean letter, and I was just fed up. And I went outside, and I was crying, and I was upset, and I was questioning everything, because I thought that everything in my life was a lie, and that there was no God, that there was no spirit, you know, that I thought everything that I had ever knew was a lie, and that hurt. And I went out, and I remember saying, you know, if you're real, if you're true, I need to know, or I'm never, ever going to talk to you again, because you're just a pack of lies, and I'm just not going to buy it. Because I said, I don't know where you've been. I trusted you, and I just don't understand. And in that moment, I felt something happen. I felt something wrap around me. And it felt like somebody just took their hands and just wrapped them around me. And I heard a voice within me that said, Michael, I love you, and I've always been with you because I'm inside of you. That was the defining moment of my spiritual journey. Because religion teaches us that it's outside of us, that we're reaching for something. And if we're not good enough, or if we don't do this, then that is not going to love us. And that is not the truth. Conditional love. Unconditional. It don't matter who I love. It doesn't matter anything. Because Spirit loves me. The question that I had to ask myself in that defining moment of my life is, did I love me? The answer was yes. It's been a journey from that moment, yes. Have I grown? Yes. Is there still things that I need to learn? Definitely. You never stop learning. If we stop learning, we're probably on the other side, and we still learn. It's a journey, and we need to enjoy every second of it. And in the last few weeks, I've learned more and more of how to love me, more and more of how to love the spirit within me, and how to let that flow through me more and more. I'm not the same person I was days ago, because I'm ever changing, I'm ever growing, and so are you. You are not the same you were. And a lot of times I think where we get frustrated, we're trying to go back and fit into the puzzle of the past where we just don't fit anymore. Because we go, oh man, that was such an awesome time. But what we forget is we forget those moments that weren't so awesome. We always think, man, I'm going to go back and change this and I'm going to do that. But if we do that, then we mess up the puzzle of right now. We mess up right now. And what we need to realize is now is okay. I think Angel needs to go outside. So we're going to take a small break, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It would help if I clicked on something. Outside, so that's good. So, but you know, the one thing that I was saying is, you know, the defining moment of my life is when I realized that Spirit loved me, didn't judge me, not going to put me in a very bad place and burn me up or anything like that. Loves me and wants me to love me. You know, the one thing that I'm learning is that Spirit wants us to love us, like Spirit loves us. I want to say that again. Spirit wants you and me to love you and me as Spirit loves us. And once we get that, once we really understand that, we're going to be a whole lot better. Because then... And you're saying, we can't do that, but we can, and we will. We're learning how to do that more and more every single day. We're learning how to do that more and more. I'm learning how to do that more and more. You know, accepting truth that I'm awesome, that I'm great, that I'm powerful, way beyond anything that I could ever imagine. And it's okay to do that. It's okay to understand that. And the one thing that you and I need to stop doing to ourselves is that a lot of us bully ourselves. A lot of us don't love us. And it took me taking a baby step out of saying, okay, Spirit, what do you mean when you love me? When you say you love me, what do you mean by that? Because I didn't feel very loved back in the day. I didn't really understand love back in the day. But I do now. And I'm learning every single second how to love me better and better. And it starts with our self-talk. It starts with trusting us. Do you know that a lot of us don't even trust ourselves? How are we going to trust others if we don't trust ourselves? How are we going to love others if we don't love ourselves? And I asked Spirit that back in 2006 when I stepped out and started doing what I do now. I said, how do I do this? How do I start loving the world around me? And I heard a voice that said, it starts with you. Loving you. Because I cannot love you if I don't love me. It's impossible. It's impossible. But, you know, I do love you because I love me. And what we need to learn is seeing the world and experiencing the world through the Spirit within us. A lot of us are experiencing the world physically, on the physical realm. But are we honestly experiencing it on a spiritual realm? Fortunately for me, I've had one foot in this world and one foot in the spiritual. I don't understand why Spirit called me to do what I'm doing. I just didn't wake up one day and say, you know what, I'm going to be a psychic medium. I just didn't do that. I felt like it was a calling. I fought it, actually. But I wouldn't change it. Because if I changed it, I would have never met you. I would have never got to experience you. And I am so glad that I have every single day when I'm on air to do that with you. Every single day I have that moment with you. I hope you got something out of the show today. I really do. We'll be on air, what is, tomorrow? Tomorrow's what, Friday? Yeah. Man, I don't know where the week has gone. Tomorrow's Friday already. We'll be on air tomorrow. As far as I know, we're going to be on tomorrow at 11 a.m., as far as I know. It was planned that way today, but, you know, we got to be flexible. And, you know, that's one thing I'm learning, is to be flexible, you know, to just go with the flow. I think that a lot of times we just get hung up and stuff like that, and we just need to go with the flow. You know, the show was planned today at 11. Something happened where it didn't happen that way. I could have got all, like, bent out of shape and started screaming and carrying on. But why? Because we got to be flexible. We got to learn how to be flexible with ourselves and with the world around us. It's ever changing, it's ever moving, especially now. So today, the final word that I would like to say to you today is be flexible. If nothing else today, be flexible. Because maybe, you know, there's going to be a hiccup in your day, and maybe you could scream and yell about it, but it's just a hiccup. It will smooth out. All right. My website address, if you'd like to set up a reading with me, www.insightswithmichael.com. If you would like to drop me an email, I would love to hear from you. I don't hear from a lot of you. That's okay. But if you want to drop me an email, that's awesome. And you can do that by writing me at youareawakening, youare. AWAKEING, I think. You are awakening at gmail.com. Try to spell that. You are awakening at gmail.com. All right. Thanks again for being you. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there, I promise. Like I said, we are going to be on air, as far as I know, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. If you would like to mark the show as a favorite, that'd be great. That way you'll get reminders of when I'm on and stuff like that, all that cool stuff. And so peace be with you until we meet again, and that will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in and being a part of the show. All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Peace be with you as you roll on by me tomorrow. Be an easier ride when you wake up beneath the bright blue sky. Let the past be gone and never wonder why. Peace be with you. May your soul be free. Let your heart
peace be with you.